Welcome everyone to CW Radio. I'm Natasha Nicholson, executive editor of IABC's magazine, Communication World, and I'm happy to welcome you to our podcast. Today I'll be talking with Jeffrey Tumlin, CEO of Mouthpiece Consulting, a communication consulting company, and founder and board chair of Critical Skills Nonprofit, a public charity that provides leadership, communication skills, and training to chronically underserved populations. His new book, Stop Talking, Start Communicating, and Other Counterintuitive Secrets to Success in Business and in Life, provides strategies to interact productively and meaningfully in today's digital world. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Natasha. Appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, we're so glad you're here. And let's start with this. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, when I started systematically studying communication about 15 years ago, I realized that we had so many new ways to connect and so many remarkable ways to reach out and make new friends and reestablish old bonds that it should have been the golden age of communication. But what increasingly seemed to be happening in my own life and in the lives of a lot of other people I was talking with is that all the remarkable devices also brought a lot of unintended consequences, like more distraction, more communication errors, and in some cases even a fraying of the bonds between people. And so something weird was going on, and the communications golden age wasn't living up to its potential. And this book is my attempt to figure out, why is that? What went wrong, and how can we grab the promise of communications golden age instead of having it be just barely out of reach?
So why is it harder to communicate in, I guess, what we could call a hyper-connected world? What's happening with our physical and interpersonal skills when in this golden age?
I don't pretend to have all the answers, but here's what I think is going on. We're a fairly pragmatic species, Homo sapiens, and so what has happened in the last 15 years is I've been giving more and more ways to communicate, and they're all easier than the next. And so I'm increasingly turning to expedient and easy ways of communicating and doing a lot less of the more difficult and time-intensive communication that would enable me to maintain some of the harder skills. Like, it's easy for me to just type off a message real quick. It's easy for me to just send information and tell you dinner is at 5 o'clock, and it's easy for me to punch out a text message and so forth. But what's harder are things like me to convince you of something, for you and I to argue rationally, for me to persuade a client that I'm the person for them, for you to convince somebody that they should go on a date with you, and so forth. These are harder skills, and what we've been given in the last 15 years by the digital revolution are remarkably powerful tools that facilitate an expedient and relatively easier types of communication.
Mm-hmm. So the rapidity doesn't necessarily mean that we're having quality exchanges.
No, it's like sometimes I don't need to get trained up to know how to send an informational message. That's quick. I send it to you. I tell you the meeting is next week or something like that. I'm not going to lose that skill. It's very, very low skill. But what's higher skill is my ability to meet with you face to face and convince you that what I'm proposing is in your best interest, or for you and I to have a discussion in any mechanism. I'm not saying that face to face is good, and I'm not saying that text messaging is bad. What I'm saying is that when I sit down and when you sit down and we survey the vast majority of our messages in a given day, they're expedient and easy, and we're knocking them out. And meanwhile, I'm trying to not have to pick the phone, to not have to have a conversation and so forth. I'll let the call go into my voicemail because a face-to-face call is harder, and then I'll respond with a text because that's easier. And these decisions over 15 years, dozens of times a day, have added up, and we're out of practice. All of us are out of practice at the harder things. And all I'm suggesting is that we don't let those higher order communication skills fall off, because I want to know how to persuade somebody to go on a date with me, to buy this product that I'm offering, to believe what I believe about America or what have you, without us resorting to a bunch of name-calling and missed messages.
Well, you have some rather provocative tips in your book, and some of them seem counterintuitive. For example, you have some chapters called Don't Solve Problems or Blow Things Off and Don't Be Yourself. So let's talk about that. What do you mean there?
Well, it all starts from a very simple premise. More communication cannot be the solution because it's the problem. And so I'm a communication guy, but the problem is too much communication. The problem is jumping in when I shouldn't, from handling way too many things, from feeling like I have to chip in my 2 cents, and on and on and on. And it's created this hyper-communicating environment. And the impact of what I'm saying in some ways is at an all-time low. I'm saying all of us. It's at an all-time low because our lives are flooded with messages. And I recommend all of us, one at a time, the way to get a balance back is to do what the book says right at the title, stop talking. That's how we're going to improve our communication the fastest, because hyper-communication, increasing messages that have marginal value, that is the problem. Less